Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion like we do every Friday from 10 to 11 right here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Pastor Chatfield, go ahead and pick it up where you left off, because I think that is a perfect spot, because we got a couple of text messages, too. But I want you to pick up and make that last point, and then we'll get to these questions.
Now, here's the crux of the argument. Again, the Supremacy Clause, Article 6. Of our Constitution, second paragraph. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof. First of all, okay, the supreme law of the land is the United States Constitution, but also the laws pursuant. In other words, that go with that. I do argue, I always have, still do, that if there is a completely unconstitutional law passed by the Congress, It's not the supreme law of the land. I mean, if, for instance, like the Alien Sedition Acts, that's what Jefferson and Madison argued. In 1798, when you had the Alien Sedition Acts, there was no judicial review. It was before the whole concept of that. And both Jefferson and Madison argued, this is completely contrary to the Constitution. It's null and void. This law, they argued, is not made in pursuance of the Constitution. It's contrary to the Constitution, okay? But since 1803, Marbury versus Madison, judicial review, now we look to the courts to decide that. But we've argued, should we completely? Can the court be wrong? Well, it can be, but we don't want to get in. It's a long argument here, but it's not a good idea to just ignore Supreme Court decisions. But I will point out that Abraham Lincoln said, okay, in his first inaugural address concerning Dred Scott decision, he says that you need to consider what, in this particular case, the Dred Scott decision. But he says, you can't just let the courts tell us what everything the law is. Otherwise, the courts are the law.
Right.
And they have... Yeah, then that's a long discussion.
They have at that point become legislators.
Exactly. And so, but in our case right here, 2026, it's in the Constitution that the federal government will protect every state from invasion. It's in the Constitution that the Congress has the right to establish a uniform law of naturalization. Now, there's foreigners coming into the country. And that is Congress's job. We have not only a constitutional principle, it's pretty specific, but we also have legislation, congressional statute. This is not based on a Supreme Court decision. This is what we can read ourselves. Then you have the president who swore to enforce the laws. He's just enforcing the laws. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that every ICE agent has ever done, it was the right decision. I mean, we have to admit that, but sure. What they're doing is completely constitutional, and what these mayors and governors are doing is completely unconstitutional, not abiding by the Supremacy Clause. Most of the arguments we've had in the last 50, 60, 70 years is, for instance, during the Civil Rights era, governors were disobeying Supreme Court orders to desegregate. George Wallace did that back in the day when he stood in 1963, you know, we're not going to let blacks integrate. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. He stood at the University of Alabama and says, no, we're not going to let blacks in here. He was defying a Supreme Court order. Now, eventually, obviously, it happened. But most of that was based upon Supreme Court decisions. Now, what the Democrats are doing, they're not appealing to the court because I can't imagine the court agreeing with them. By the way, if the court were to say, if we had a liberal court, and they were to say every state's got to decide for itself whether or not a federal law is constitutional, they would be cutting the legs out from under themselves. Then we're going back to the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions of 1798. What they said, you're going to state nullification then. I don't think the court would do that because they would be diminishing their own authority. So what's happening here is different, in my view. This is, I don't know, at some point, this is seditious at some point. Now, what the Democrats in Congress are doing is trying to defund and take away the ability of the executive to enforce the laws. In essence, they're asking for, I don't know what they're asking for. What would the president do if, what if the FBI, ICE, all the federal law enforcement agencies were immediately defunded and by Congress? What if we lose a majority in 2026? And then in 2027, they defund the police on a federal level. What do you expect the president to do? Now what's he going to do?
Right.
Now you've really, this is a constitutional crisis. Listen, Democrats, you say, well, I don't like Trump. I don't like all these, I don't like these laws about the border and calling people coming over here illegal. Well, then change the law. Then go to Congress, get the you know, majorities in both Congress and get the president to sign it. But if you can't change the law is the law. I find it ironic that all these people that say they believe in, you know, the Supremacy Clause are doing this because they're undermining our Constitution and our union. And there's just there's always been a tension, but it's pretty high today. OK, go ahead with.
Well, here's the questions that, well, for example, the first one, how is it that Tom Homan, who is, I believe, the Secretary of Border Patrol or head of it or whatever, he texts, how is it that he can go to Minneapolis and negotiate a deal with the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota and other legal law enforcement agencies at the local level? Mostly he's asking about county sheriffs. How is it he can negotiate that, okay, we'll pull our troops back, our people back out, the law enforcement agencies, ICE, Border Patrol, whoever they're using, if you guys will simply keep people on our list, our watch list, if you apprehend these people, you take them into custody, you'll simply hold them and contact us first before you let them go. He said, how is that, number one, even enforceable? Number two, and number three, the third point he's asking, how is it that the president wouldn't have to sign off on this?
What he is doing, the president is obviously signing off. However, I can tell you it's political. What do you mean political? We don't want a civil war. See, here's what can the president do here? Let's say that the mayor there and the governor say, we're not going to obey the laws. We're going to have the Minnesota State Police start arresting federal law enforcement agents. Is that what we want? Now we've got a crisis. Are we going to send troops into Minnesota and start arresting state policemen for doing what they're doing, trying to obey the mayor and or the governor? By the way, I know in Michigan it's true, and I have to believe it's true in Minnesota, is when a state legislator in Michigan takes an oath, they swear allegiance, an oath to the United States Constitution. And in it is the Supremacy Clause. Regardless of what the governor says, regardless of what the chief of police may say, See, those policemen in Minnesota are in between a rock and a hard place. They're supposed to obey their superiors, but on the other hand, they can obey the United States Constitution. What President Trump is trying to do here is to prevent a full-blown rebellion that may start in Minnesota and can then leak to California. Then what? Are we going to invade Minnesota and California with federal troops? Is this kind of like December of 1860? It's not quite that bad. But when they, what if they were to order their policemen to arrest federal law enforcement? They can't do that. It's unconstitutional. Well, how do we stop them? Well, what I think, my opinion, what's happening here is, whoa. President Trump says, I don't want to get to that point. Okay. In other words, they're saying, Mr. Governor, Mr. Mayor, you're wrong, totally wrong in this, but let's see if we can come to a compromise to defuse the situation so we don't have a totally chaotic thing happening in our country where states are just openly defying the federal government, the supremacy clause. And you are defying the Constitution. Make that clear. I don't think that any liberal would appeal to the courts in this one, because the courts... If the Supreme Court could say, well, oh, no, the federal government cannot control borders. The Congress has no authority to make laws controlling in reference to our national borders. Then we've ceased to be a country. Now we're in trouble. Now I don't know what would happen. Yeah. Now we're in deep trouble.
Well, here's because, the other text message said that Donald Trump securing the border, complete justification. Is this something that perhaps they could take to Congress? And is it even necessary to take it to Congress to get Minnesota, force Minnesota to allow this type of enforcement via the president? Is that something that's even possible, is the question?
It's yes, theoretically, but the Democrats won't do it. They're withholding.
The Republicans have the majority of both the House and the Senate.
Okay. All right. So maybe you'd have to do away with the filibuster rule.
And yes.
Do it.
Absolutely.
And force the issue. I suppose it's possible.
Well,
You could force the issue. What President Trump, I think, is doing is, I don't want to force this. I don't want total chaos in our country.
Right.
And for the life of me, I don't understand how any, I don't, it, maybe there's a few Democrats that listen to you, me or whatever on Fridays, and say, look, I don't want total chaos. If the, here's what the Democrats would say. Hey, all right, we're going to obey federal law. If I'm a Democrat, the supremacy clause is in the Constitution. We do have federal statute. Congress has passed laws. That's true. Let's just win the next election. Then we'll change the laws. Legally,
right.
But we're not going to just turn to insurrection and sedition here to overthrow government laws.
Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Another text message that came in during the break. Do you think that perhaps this is maybe a shift in the way Donald Trump is going to go after these people because it's now full blown, you know, election year? We're hearing commercials from these candidates. There's a huge election, midterm election this year. Do you think it's something that he's wanting to maybe tap it down a little bit heading into these elections? Is it political?
Well, yes. It's always all right. To some measure, it's always political. We have elections. I and you say, well, we need committed people. Yes, but we need people that can win elections. And you got to frame the argument in such a way that you're addressing that ever diminishing middle people that vote one year for Biden and the next time they vote for Trump. As far as I'm concerned, I don't understand how anybody could have voted for Biden and then Trump. I mean, I can understand voting for Trump. I can't understand how you voted for Biden before, but there are enough people in this country and in our state and in our districts that are like that. So you got to win there. Yes, of course it is political, but in a way it's always political. That's the system that we've got. And by the way, and you've heard me say this before, you know, when people talk about, well, the Constitutional Convention, it wasn't political. Yes, it was. It's always been political. Politics weighs into everything. I read another article this week about Abraham Lincoln. Well, he stood against slavery. He wasn't a politician. Yes, he was. He was a politician and a smart one. And a good one, a good politician. He weasels his way, and basically we and I love Lincoln, but, you know, he was smart and political. That's our system. That is the way it is. And, yes, President Trump, yes, he's a man of conviction. But, yeah, of course it's political. He knows we got to maintain our majorities. And so, yes, I do think that's true.
Now, the final, I guess, wrap-up on this is it's got to get out there. I mean, not just our show, but I'm talking the media, and the folks with the microphone. I mean, these guys have got to start talking about this in a different manner if we're going to re-educate the public, or at least counter the fake news, the legacy corporate media. We've got to at least put these guys, you know, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck. These guys have to start talking about this stuff so people get educated and then can share this information with their friends, family, coworkers, to understand that what he's doing is constitutionally right. And it's kind of interesting, even these courts, where they're trying to stop it in court, these liberal judges are going to, of course, do it, but it ultimately it's going to go to the Supreme Court. In your opinion, how would they rule if this came to the Supreme Court?
I think they will rule with the Trump administration on this. Because if they don't, they're completely undermining their own authority. They're basically saying, states, you can decide for yourselves. Then you're just, the whole notion of judicial review, in which the courts decide what's constitutional and what isn't, they're abandoning that and turning it over to the states. You understand that? I don't think they'll do that.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll do that. They're going back to the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions of 1798. So, but we'll see. I mean, there is a spirit of anarchy here. I preached on this a few weeks back. Hey, we need laws. These are a constitutional law and then a federal legislation. Clearly, Congress has the power to control the borders, pass laws, and the president has the constitutional obligation to enforce the laws. That's all this is about. They don't want that. It's ironic. These governors, they want open borders. That's what they want. Really, they want the dissolution of the United States. Because once we have completely open borders, you don't have a border. You don't have a country, really,
right.
Ultimately. Yeah. And yep. So that's terrible. So
yeah. Well, good information. Again, folks, become a storyteller. You have got to tell people. You have got to educate them. Supremacy clause is right there in the Constitution. Federal laws is federal laws, and it can be implemented by the federal government and the states. They don't have any rights to block it, stop it, or, you know, protest like they're doing in Minnesota, California, Los Angeles. It's got to stop. But, you know, until we get rid of these liberal governors, God help us, we're going to be dealing with this constantly. So final thoughts, right. I'll let you wrap it up.
No, just this is the Constitution. And this is not the same thing as some of the other problems that we've had. That was based on judicial decisions, which is, then we argue the power of judicial review. This is duly passed laws based on something specific in the Constitution, and the president simply trying to enforce the law. He's taking his oath of office seriously, whereas other presidents have not.
Yeah, I got a text message on this issue. Tucker Carlson isn't on our side. Well,
yes,
then he's on the wrong
true.
Side.
Yes, and somebody like him and others, hey, let's keep our arguments amongst ourselves quiet until after the next election. Then we can argue those things. But people that argue otherwise, they're basically opening up the door for the leftists to retake Congress. And then what would happen? I don't know. Then we'd be in a bad way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good information. We appreciate the history lesson, sir. We'll see you on the radio 11 to noon this Sunday.
Amen. Real good. Thanks, Randy.
Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price.